a very interesting trio there with Bill Frisell on guitar and Andrew Cyril on drums and British organist Kit Downs on organ. There you go. Neat album called Breaking the Shell. And it's fascinating to listen to that. I've heard it now, of course, a few times, and it really grows on you. It's got some very interesting stuff going on there between the three of them. And it's now 12:07 Central Time. You are listening to Voyage on CKUW, as you were told a few minutes ago, 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. I'm Keith Black. Well, moving on from drummer Andrew Cyril and his trio to pianist Jeremy Ledbetter. His award-winning album called Gravity is another trio album. Sounds very different than the trio you just heard. Ledbetter on piano, Rich Brown on bass, a neat album of his own, solo album of his own that I've been sampling the last few weeks, and Larnell Lewis on drums. From their album called Gravity, going to play Song of the River, The Stars in Her Sky, and Port of Spain. Here's the pianist Jeremy Ledbetter Trio. Jeremy Ledbetter Trio. Jeremy Ledbetter on piano there with Rich Brown on bass and Larnell Lewis on drums. An award-winning album called Gravity. Well, it's 12:26 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name is Keith Black. Jazz live between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays and archived and streamed at CKUW.ca. Moving on now to an alto player that the name might not be totally familiar to you. It's John O'Gallagher is the player, and he has a new album out, a quartet album that's really got some quite amazing personnel, including Andrew Cyril on drums, who you heard just a little while ago in a trio format. But O'Gallagher plays mainly alto saxophone. And he has Ben Maunder on guitar and Andrew Cyril on drums and along with Billy Hart on drums. So two sets of drums and a guitar and an alto. And it's really a sort of a cool album. The album is called Ancestral. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The first one is called Awakening and then Under the Wire. Here is the John O'Gallagher Quartet. Thank you. Alto player John O'Gallagher and his quartet, the track there saying Under the Wire. And that's an interesting expression. It can mean a whole bunch of different things, but in this case, it's a pretty good quartet. I had not been familiar with the with John O'Gallagher, although I've probably heard him as a sideman in some other organizations, but the name didn't stick. But this one definitely sticks. On Whirlwind label, the album is called Ancestral, with a very fine quartet. Well, coming back to Canada with some help from our southern neighbors, alto player David Binney has had a lot of involvement with Canadian music, both as a leader, composer, arranger, and playing up here. He's very, very well known in Canada, has done a lot of traveling around. This album pairs him up with Montreal drummer Tommy Crane. Now, it's not a duet album, but they are the co-leaders of the album. It's called The Isle, I-S-L-E, and it refers to the island of Montreal. So a lot of the tracks are related specifically to geographic locations and moods and things that relate to Montreal. Now, it's got other folks as well as the two of them. It has Dave Gossage on flutes, Levi Dover, and Jordan Brooks on bass, Parker Schwier on piano and keyboards, and Thomas Carbo on guitar. Sorry, this is down to 1 point font again. Now, what can I say? And LA-based bassist Logan Kane joins Binney on some of these tracks. And together, this is a really neat album. And as I mentioned, Binney has done a lot of arranging, composing, and work in the Canadian jazz scene, and this is a nice addition to that list. From The Isle, I'm going to play three tracks here: The Plateau, Immutable, and Canal Mums. Here is David Binney, leaders David Binney and Tommy Crane.
Thank you.
alto player David Binney and drummer Tommy Crane with their tribute to the Ireland of Montreal. And it's brought us just about to the end of our show. I'm going to take you out with just a sneak preview, if you will, of a new album by drummer Phil Haynes. He's done some terrific stuff across a wide range of sort of genre-bending music. This one bends it in another direction. You don't think so much of us specifically bending towards country music, but that's what's happening here. I'm going to leave you just with a sneak preview, if you will, because I've only got a couple of minutes left, and I'll talk more about this next week, and I'll play the whole track or whatever that's being teased you with now. My name's Keith Black, and as always, thanks for tuning in today. Hope you heard something that'll bring you back next week, because I'll be here to do it all over again. Take care of yourselves. Go Jets. Go Bombers. Go Jays. My index finger definitely needs a rest from flipping back and forth between three or four different sports, if you add curling, that are all going on at the same time. But as well, we change, get an extra hour of sleep to make up for it, to give my finger a rest on Saturday night. I'll see you next week, blah, blah. Here's a little bit of Phil Haynes to take us out today. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.